probably will be at the meeting at some level, and we'll be listening to our colleagues. Our ears will be open, but you're right to say that we're resolute in terms of standing by the principle of the International Criminal Court. We not only are a party to the Rome Statute, but we were the first African country to ratify the Kampala Accords, or the Kampala Amendments, which, of course, widened the court's scope for prosecuting crimes against humanity. So the concept and basic principles of the ICC we're resolute about, so I can't imagine that we would be under any temptation to withdraw support from the ICC.
So if these African heads of state decide to pull out its support for the ICC, will Botswana consider that?
I don't want to speculate on outcomes. I'm rather doubtful about that. But at any rate, I wouldn't want to speculate on the outcome of the summit. There's going to be discussions, of course, about the ICC, but withdrawal would be an extreme step, of course. And it's got to be remembered that Botswana, of course, is not the only country. Majority of African Union member states are also member states or parties to the Rome Statute, including big countries like Nigeria and South Africa.
Now, there are concerns that Botswana could have some form of rift with possibly Kenya and Uganda, who are calling for a pullout, because Botswana have enjoyed good relationship with
two
countries.
Well, we're in dialogue with both countries about all sorts of issues, including multilateral issues. So I don't think one issue about the ICC could cause a rift. We have very good relations with both Uganda and Kenya. We cooperate in many, many areas. And after all, as far as I'm aware, the United States is not a member of the ICC, and yet we have good relations with the U.S. as well. So I don't think the ICC can be a game changer in terms of our bilateral relationships. There has been some misunderstanding at one point about our position vis-a-vis President Kenyatta in Kenya, but I think that has been resolved.
Will the president join his other colleagues at the summit in Addis Ababa?
Not as far as I know, but that still needs to be confirmed. Certainly Botswana will be represented at some level.
What should the Africans expect regarding Botswana's support for the ICC currently, with leaders in Kenya being put on trial? Is Botswana still resolute in its support for the ICC in spite of that and in spite of the indictment against President Bashir of Sudan?
Well, in the case of President Bashir, we've been quite vocal about that. And, we've made it clear that Mr. Bashir, as long as he's under indictment, shouldn't come to our country. In the case of Kenya, we look at that as a somewhat different situation because, among other things, heretofore, it is our perception that President Kenyatta and his vice president have been cooperating with the International Criminal Court.